Stockings for Seniors is back this year, offering an ideal way to help make sure local seniors receive something special for Christmas Day. The stockings are for seniors in our community who have no family involvement, said Ashley Rausch, who launched the program back in 2017 during a maternity leave. Last year, between 75 to 80 stockings were filled through Stockings for Seniors. They don't have anyone around who they could spend Christmas with, so these stockings are a way to provide them with a little bit of joy and something to look forward to during the holiday season, she said. Adding this year, she also started up the Stockings for Seniors Facebook page to help promote the program even further. Folks can fill up a stocking with lots of treats and small gifts. Examples run the gamut from pens, pencil crayons, word searches, highlighters, and personal care items, such as lip balms and lotions, to chocolates, popcorn twists, and practical items such as grip socks, notepads and calendars. Mittens and toques, coloring books for grown-ups, and jigsaw puzzles are good gifts as well. Christmas cookies are great, too, and blankets are always appreciated. The filled stockings can then be dropped off at Lux Salon. Alternatively, those who would like to take part can also e-transfer $25 to stockingsforsenior@gmail.com, and Rausch will handle the shopping and stocking preparation from there. When you are filling your stocking, ask yourself what would your grandparent like? That way, we also get a bit of diversity with what comes in, too, she said, adding several community groups have reached out and offered assistance in supporting the program as well. My hope is to get the youth involved. If they see there is a need for this, and they can see what it's all about, maybe they could also help to keep it going, she said. She's not about to quit, but is simply looking ahead with the desire to see the program continue indefinitely in the community. It was after high school that Rausch went to the Centennial Center and worked as a healthcare aide there. She noticed that many of the patients on the geriatric unit didn't have family dropping by at Christmas time, or they didn't have family at all. She recalled watching this same thing year after year, and knew eventually that it was time to act. For the first year, she contacted all of the local seniors' facilities, and her goal was to provide Christmas stockings for those who otherwise wouldn't receive a gift for the holidays. It turned out to be a big success, but then the program went on hold for a couple of years, with a few life changes here and there. In 2022, being on mat leave again, she decided to relaunch the program, and she reached out to local businesses and had drop-off locations set up. Again, the support for the program was terrific, with 67 stockings ultimately being given out. There is so much about consumption at Christmas. You can feel like you have to buy, buy, buy. So I think people often forget what it's all about. With Stockings for Seniors, it's not just about the actual purchased gifts, but also about the thought that goes into it, she added. I think it is so important that people don't feel like they've been forgotten. That is my driving force behind it. Again, for those who would like to donate cash, or who would like more information about Stockings for Seniors, they can email stockingsforsenior@gmail.com. Folks can also call Rausch at 403-963-2350 or email ashley.rausch18@gmail.com.